Chapter 2. Keeping My Parents Laughing. 5:10 p.m.
What should I do now?
A. Tell Mum and Dad the parents' evening has been postponed. Unfortunately, my parents, and especially my mum, have deeply suspicious natures. And very shockingly, they wouldn't just take my word for it. They'd also demand reasons for it being postponed, and I can't think of a single one. B. Say Dunkey turned up today dressed as the Easter Bunny. Tell them the school is trying to hush up the fact that he has gone off his nut. He may well say the wildest things tonight, and if I warn my parents just to act as if they agree with him to avoid another episode, I might just get away with it. Maybe? C. Lie shivering in bed with the curtains drawn and uttering blood-curdling moans. I have a definite flair for being ill. Unfortunately, I've done this so many times already, I doubt that even my truly superb acting would convince my parents again. And anyway, they might still go without me. D. Get my story in first. Explain with a merry laugh that I took the teeniest power nap in Dunkey's lesson, then warn them how Dunkey will try to make it sound as if I settled down in a sleeping bag for several weeks. I wouldn't normally have considered this option for a second, but recently my parents have changed. For the better. It all started when Dad landed a job interview. He'd been out of work for months. Night after night, he and Mum prepared for it. Anyway, Dad did the interview and was offered the job. Since then, he and Mum have been busily getting ready for his first day, which is today. They have also given up all their bad habits. So they haven't asked me once about my homework or how I got on at school. They haven't even mentioned tonight's parents' evening. Actually, they've hardly spoken to me at all. So they've transformed into perfect parents, really. They've also been in an incredibly good mood all the time. So could I risk slipping them the info about my little nap? Will they be so caught up in Dad's first day that they'll hardly react? Or will it start a relapse? Only one person will know what I should do now. Maddie. Maddie is my agent and girlfriend. Only I haven't seen her for 3 weeks and 3 days. We haven't broken up. It's even worse than that. No, it isn't. Nothing could be worse than us breaking up. It is pretty bad, though. Her family have moved to America. California, to be precise. Burlingate in California, to be even more precise. I act as if it's dead cool having a girlfriend slash agent living right next to Hollywood. Maddie even had some swanky cards made, which I hand round with merry abandon. But actually, I hate her being so far away, and I'd give anything to have her living 3 roads away from me again, especially as Maddie Land is 8 hours behind us. So right now, Maddie has just arrived at school, and by the time she's back home, it's late evening here, and I've had to hand over my phone for the night. Hopeless. Except for the fact that Maddie's parents have signed a practically legal contract promising she can come home for every single holiday. And whenever I leave a message for Maddie to call me, she always does. Really quickly, too. You'll see. 5:40 p.m. Told you, Maddie has just rung me, from the girls' loo. She asked, "Is it unusual, Louis, that your mum and dad haven't mentioned this parents' evening at all?" "Highly unusual." "You don't think they could have completely forgotten all about it?" My stomach did a flip. "Hey, wouldn't that be a result?" "So why don't you suggest," went on Maddie, "you all go out for a meal tonight to celebrate your dad's new job?" "Great idea. Keep them distracted. But what if they do remember about tonight? Do I spill the beans about me nodding off for a few seconds before they meet Dunkey?" "No. After all, Dunkey might not tell them." "You don't know for certain. Much better to keep your mum and dad laughing all the time. Then no teacher, not even Dunkey, can bring them down. It won't be easy." "It certainly won't." Then I heard American voices in the background, and Maddie just had time to add, "Very few people could do it, Louis. But you can." 6:15 p.m. Dad is back and chuffed to bits. He's got his own office, even though he is only there part-time. "Hey, Dad, you're back all right," I yelled. That's when Dad suddenly high-fived me. "You know what we should do? Go out and celebrate your new job tonight," I went on. "Well, there is a new restaurant I've been hearing great things about on..." Dad stopped. "But Elliot is away at a sleepover." "Elliot is my midget brother." "Even better," I shouted eagerly, "as we won't have to watch him shoveling food into his..."